Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to LOL Storytime, the goofy story podcast for kids. Today's story is called Schoolbot and features characters named after Claire, Elliot, and Ray. Now, even though we are currently not accepting names for characters, you can still put in a request to have a shout out before a story while space is still available. Requests are only accepted through our website, lolstorytime.com, or by emailing the show using the address feedback@lolstorytime.com. That means if you've tried asking through the Spotify comment section or through an Apple Podcast review, then you'll definitely want to head to our website and complete the request form to lock in your spot while you still can. Special shout out this week to Henry, Sage, Crystal, Charlie and River, Taylin and her siblings Temperance, Trinity, Trent, and Tristan. Shout out to Ed Shively, as well as Rinna and Niam from Brooklyn. And get this, on the exact same day back in June, I got two separate emails from two different families who both own bearded dragons. Shout out to Melissa and her brother Jacob, her bearded dragon Spike, and her boxer dog Tyson. Also, shout out to the Silvas, Arlo, Hazel, Laura, and their bearded dragon, Jack. Happy birthday to Thomas from Torquay, Australia, who is turning 7. And happy birthday to Nachel, who is turning 11, and her sister Naika, who is turning 8. Both girls have birthdays this month and will be celebrating with their brother, Nirvan. Lastly, happy belated birthday to Tyson from Connecticut, who listens with his sister Dylan and cousin Sammy. That's all for now, but more to come next week. Let's get into the story. This is the story of new beginnings. Each and every year, as summer break comes to an end, students around the world find themselves heading back to school. This can be an exciting time for some, an anxious time for others, and for kids like Claire, you'd think she was being asked to move underground with a family of skunks where there was nothing to eat but worms. Let's just say school wasn't exactly Claire's favorite thing.
Guys, don't send me back there. I'll do anything.
What do you need done? Need your toilets cleaned? I'll scrub toilets every day if you just please let me stay home. Every year, Claire tried her very best to find a way to avoid going back to school, but nothing ever worked. Apparently, it's quite hard to make people believe that you've just graduated school 10 years ahead of schedule, or that during summer break your school blew away in a windstorm. And Claire was most disappointed when no one believed her when she told everyone that school had been indefinitely canceled due to a disease called the boring school disease. But all of that is why Claire's friend Ray was especially surprised to see her friend arrive at school on the first day with a smile on her face. No kicking or screaming, no offering the bus driver $20 to turn around, just smiling. Claire, is everything okay? I mean, it looks like things are okay, but are they really okay? Because it's just that I'm used to seeing a much different side of you on the first day of school. Claire took in some fresh, crisp morning air and slowly exhaled. Ray, isn't it wonderful to be alive? The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and in just a moment the school bell will be ringing to mark the beginning of an exciting new school year. Ray took a large step backward. Who are you and what have you done with my friend Claire? Because you are clearly not her. You guys sure do look alike, though. You could almost be twins. Anyway, if you see a girl that looks a lot like you, please let her know that her friend Ray is looking for her. Claire laughed as if her friend was joking around. Ray, it is me. Am I not allowed to be excited for the new school year? This lovely new beginning? Ray snapped her fingers, having thought she just figured it out. I know what's going on here. You've locked up all the teachers in the janitor's closet, haven't you? That way you'll be free to spend the school day doing whatever you want. That's why you're in such a good mood. Claire just laughed again, and a moment later, the bell rang. Come on, Ray. We don't want to be late for class on the first day. Even though Ray had been caught off guard, no one was more surprised than their new teacher, who had already been warned by Claire's previous teachers that the very first day might get a little bit dicey. Their new teacher had come prepared, wearing a helmet and a protective bodysuit, just in case any kicking and screaming ensued. "Hi, Mrs. Glassbird," said Claire upon entering their new classroom. "My name is Claire, and this is my best friend, Ray. We are both so excited to be in your class this year. We've heard good things."
"Oh, well, thank you very much, and welcome. I didn't realize I had two Claires on my list this year. Do either of you know if the explosive Claire is still coming?"
Once more, Claire just laughed.
"Good one, Mrs. G. So nice to finally have a teacher with a good sense of humor."
Claire and Ray took a seat at their new desks, and a moment later, Mrs. Glassbird got started. Ray was having a hard time paying attention. She sat nervously on the edge of her seat waiting for something bad to happen, like the shrill sound of a fire alarm. What exactly was Claire up to? Before recess, Mrs. Glassbird gave the class their first writing assignment. Their objective was to write down three goals for the upcoming school year. Ray began writing her first goal, which was that she wanted to memorize all of the 8 times tables. Something about 8 times 7 equals 56 could never stay in her head. She then glanced over at Claire, who was pulling something out of her school bag.
"Now how do you suppose you turn this thing on?" mumbled Claire, while inspecting what appeared to be a miniature robot no taller than a pencil.
"The on switch, maybe? I am so silly."
"Claire, what is that thing?" asked Ray. "Did you bring an actual robot to school?"
"Not a robot," corrected Claire. "A school bot. I call him Elliot. Hopefully he doesn't mind me calling him that. I haven't actually tried it out yet."
When Claire flipped the switch, a few lights flickered while making some soft buzzing and whirring sounds. The robot's head spun around one full turn before facing back to Claire.
"What's up, Claire? I'm your new school bot. Name me whatever you want. No cap. I've been programmed to help you with school this year. Together, we've got this, bruh."
Claire, did I just hear your little robot say no cap and bruh? Claire turned red in the face.
Ugh, maybe I shouldn't have asked the guy at the store to program Elliot to use kid talk. Kind of reminds me when grown-ups try to sound cool.
"Elliot, could you get started on my writing assignment, please?"
Yo, for show.
In less time than it would normally take Claire to write her name on a piece of paper, Elliot the Schoolbot had printed out a full page detailing all of Claire's goals for the upcoming school year and a plan for how she would make it happen. For the first time in Claire's life, she was the first student done. She proudly strutted her way over to Miss Glassbird's desk to turn in her paper.
"Wow, very impressive," commented Mrs. Glassbird. "And I see that one of your goals this year is to get straight A's on your report card. That's an ambitious goal. I like that."
Claire had never even come close to getting an A before, and began worrying that perhaps Elliot was setting the bar a little too high. Shouldn't she perhaps work toward a C- first? Claire decided to run it by Elliot after she returned to her seat.
"So, Elliot, something you should know about me, I've never received an A in school before. I've never received a B either. Or a C."
Ray quickly intervened.
"But to be fair, Elliot, that's not entirely Claire's fault. It's only because for some strange reason, teachers never give marks for lunchtime or recess. If lunchtime and recess were both on the report card, then Claire would easily have A pluses in each of those subjects."
"Don't worry, Claire. I've got you. You are gonna slay."
Ray shook her head, looking annoyed.
"Did Elliot just say slay? Claire, you are really going to need to fix that."
Elliot's head spun away from Ray and back to face Claire.
"Big yikes. Why is your friend so salty, bro? Does she need a nap?"
"I don't know," answered Claire. "But now that my work is done, I think I might take a quick nap."
And she did. Over the coming days and weeks, Claire began opening up to the possibility that perhaps she could see some A's on her report card. Not only could Elliot read and write, but he could solve math problems in less than a second. His science experiments never blew up the way Claire's did. And best of all, Elliot could do an entire book report all by himself. Claire didn't even have to turn a single page. When Miss Glassbird had marked and returned everyone's book reports, Claire just sat there staring at the big red A her teacher had stamped on the cover of her report.
An actual A? Is this real? Miss Glassbird, are you one of those people that write D's in a funny way that end up kind of looking like A's? I just can't believe I got my first A.
Well, technically it's Elliot's A, mentioned Ray.
But what does it matter? Good job, friend.
Claire was so excited that she ran straight home to tell her parents, waving her book report in the air the whole way, screaming like a banshee.
Ray, said Mrs. Glassbird, did your friend not realize the school day hasn't ended yet? Not that I'm going to try doing anything about it, though, because, you know, I forgot to bring my helmet today.
Claire's parents were very proud and excited. That night, they took Claire to her favorite restaurant to celebrate and told her she could have all the ice cream she wanted. Halfway through dinner, Claire realized that because she had left school in such a hurry, she had forgotten to bring Elliot home.
Well, that's too bad, she thought. He really deserves to be here celebrating, too. After all, we did this together.
Well, mostly him. But I did bring the report to the teacher all by myself. That should count for something. The next morning, Claire was relieved to see Elliot was still on her desk.
Good morning, Claire. Are you ready for an exciting day of learning?
Am I ever? I've got today's math questions all ready for you.
Not today, Claire. I would really like to see you have a go at it.
Claire froze momentarily, but then started to chuckle.
You're a funny robot, Elliot. You almost had me there. Anyway, here are the questions and, just go ahead and wake me up when you're done.
But Elliot wasn't kidding around. He meant it. And Claire was left to do the work all by herself. Then during science class, Elliot refused to help Claire with the science experiment. Claire missed a few steps and accidentally created a smelly green gas that forced the entire school to evacuate the building. After school that day, Ray convinced Claire to take Elliot back to the store.
You have to admit, though, Claire, it was nice today not hearing Elliot try to sound cool and hip. I kind of liked it.
Ray was right. Elliot hadn't used his favorite word sleigh once that day. The technician at the robot store seemed very keen to help when the girls walked in.
So, Claire, what seems to be the problem? Schoolbot not turning on? Battery not charging? Don't tell me you only got a B on your latest assignment.
Worse than a B, answered Claire. Elliot wouldn't even write my name for me. He just kept offering to quiz me on material for Friday's science test. I'm not studying for that test.
Claire, did you happen to leave Elliot at school overnight?
Claire immediately began to worry where this was heading.
It's just as I thought. I've seen this before.
The technician continued pressing a series of buttons inside a hidden control panel.
Sir, why did they install the control panel behind the robot's butt? That seems kind of weird, doesn't it?
The technician continued adjusting wires and pressing buttons.
There, that should do it. As good as new. In the future, do not leave your robot alone at school. Seems Elliot has been reprogrammed by the teachers to work for them.
Oh, said Ray. And that explains why I saw Elliot handing Mrs. Glassbird a stack of graded papers when I snuck in at recess to grab my hat. He must have been doing all the marking for Mrs. Glassbird while she just sat back and relaxed. And that must be why you didn't get a good mark, Claire. It wasn't properly done by the actual teacher.
Claire shook her head.
Nah, I definitely deserve the mark I got. I had no idea what I was doing.
The next day at school, everything was back to normal, perhaps even better than normal. The girls were happy to see the technician had neglected to reprogram the part of Elliot that made him try to sound too cool for school. And Elliot was back to doing really well on Claire's assignments so that she could get back to what really mattered, napping. On the night before the science test, Claire noticed that something else seemed to be off with Elliot.
Oh no, not again. Elliot, I just had you repaired, and now you're telling me I have to do my own homework? How do you expect me to study for a science test if I've slept my way through every lesson?
Just give it your best shot, kiddo,
answered Elliot.
I believe in you. And if you get all your work done, maybe we can watch a bit of TV together afterward. I just have to finish folding some laundry and loading the dishwasher.
I believe in you, echoed Claire. Folding laundry? Loading the dishwasher? Oh no. Quick, we need to get you back to the robot store immediately.
The robot technician greeted Claire with a warm smile, which soon vanished the moment Claire explained what was happening.
Oh, dear. This could be really bad,
answered the technician. He unlatched the small rear door to gain access to the control panel. Claire squinted her eyes.
Yeah, I still can't figure out why the butt. Was there seriously not enough room for the control panel inside the robot's head or even its torso? So weird.
The technician didn't take very long at all, and it was just as bad as he'd thought.
Well, Claire, seems that Elliot here has been reprogrammed again, but this time by your parents. He works for them now, but I'm sure he'll give you plenty of encouragement and continue to cheer you on.
Oh, no. Well, can't you fix it or reprogram it?
Begged Claire.
No can do,
answered the tech.
They've placed a parent block on the control panel. Have you ever tried to get through a parent block? That's way out of my skill set.
Claire sank to the floor.
Oh, man. Are you telling me the only thing I can do is talk to my parents?
Yup,
answered the technician.
It's going to be awkward. Good luck, kid.
And the technician wasn't wrong. The conversation when she got home was indeed awkward.
Oh, Claire, you figured out what we were up to on the very first day? We were hoping to get a few more days out of Elliot. He's been so very helpful, but I suppose it's for the best. Listen, we know you've been using Elliot to do all of your schoolwork, and while we're glad you're enjoying school a lot more this year, a school bot wasn't really what we had in mind. We met with your teacher the other day, and everyone agrees that we don't want to see you continuing to struggle at school anymore. Lots of kids find school hard, but having Elliot do everything for you isn't helping you learn either. Now your teacher has agreed to let you keep Elliot.
Her mom paused, seeing Claire's face light up.
But from now on, Elliot will become a tool to help you learn, not to do all of your learning for you. I suppose you could think of Elliot more like a tutor.
Claire sighed. Okay, Mom. I mean, I guess that makes sense. I could really use the extra help to make sense of all the school stuff. The only thing that makes sense to me right now is lunchtime. Man, I am so good at lunchtime. Also, I do suppose it will feel good to earn an A all on my own, or even a C minus. But it's just like, when exactly am I supposed to take my naps now? The scowl on her mother's face was all the answer she needed. At school the next morning, Claire powered up her robot as usual. But this time, Elliot didn't do her math work. Instead, he showed her a clever trick to help her multiply large numbers. And in science class, well, actually, Claire still did poorly on her test because, well, you know, the napping. But that was okay, because Elliot offered to help her study for the next test.
Hey, Elliot, would you mind looking over this paper I wrote before I hand it in? I'd love to hear if you have any suggestions for how I can improve it.
Sure thing, Claire,
answered Elliot.
Just as soon as I finish writing this paper for Ray.
Claire looked at her friend, who appeared to be trying to hide.
Ray, are you serious right now?
What?
Said Ray sheepishly. If Elliot's not allowed to do your work anymore, he might as well be doing mine. Besides, I haven't had a good nap since summer vacation. The end. That's the story. I hope you enjoyed it. If you owned a robot like Elliot, what are some things you'd have it do for you? Let me know down in the comments. That's all for now. We'll catch you on the next one.